Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, the Aussies go one down in the Ashes. New South Wales go 9-1 in the Origin. And we reevaluate the Twitter challenge. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Well, good afternoon, good evening, welcome to Full Credit to the Boys, another week, another podcast. My name's Late Mailman, you can find me at Late Mailman on Twitter. Our podcast is at FCTTB_podcast, and with me, as usual, as always, former legend at former_legend on Twitter. Hello.
Hello, champion, how are you?
I'm all right.
What about the week? The biggest week of sport, would you reckon, this year?
Oh, just a bonanza. I remember we did, in one of our early episodes, we talked about how it was, I think we said we found sporting nirvana. You remember that one?
I think we've topped it.
Oh, Ashes, Wimbledon, Tour de France, State of Origin, 4.
So if that week was sporting nirvana, this week was probably sporting Foo Fighters.
I was thinking sporting Pantera or something like
right.
that. But yeah. It's just 4 world-class sporting events, all on at the same time. Did I say Wimbledon? If I didn't, it was in there too.
Yeah, the Ashes, Origin, Tour de France. I tell you what, it's got me thinking during the week, you know, all the big sporting events. I'm going to ask one of the biggest questions you're going to hear this week.
Yeah.
Who makes the best chips?
Chips?
Yeah.
Poker chips, hot chips or crisps?
Hot chips.
Retail outlet?
Yeah.
Or brand?
No.
Retail outlet.
As in takeaway.
Oh, I do like an Oporto one. But
good choice. Solid. Good, great start.
I prefer the local home-owned Oporto one, if you know what I mean. So the local Portuguese chicken shop, which isn't under a banner of a big conglomerate.
All right, that's because, a new word because for we can't direct our listeners to said Portuguese chicken
yeah,
shop.
Yeah, I mean, it's nondescript.
Yeah.
Local
so,
one, yeah.
So let's just go with the big ones. Who's got the best?
Oporto.
You reckon?
Yeah.
How would you rank them?
Do
you go extra salt?
Well, I like chicken salt, see? So I like the chicken places that have them.
Yeah.
But I've got a bit of an aversion to KFC chips because once I was down in Albury with the lads.
Right.
And we came home from a big night and all that KFC we'd had for dinner sort of at 6-7 o'clock at night was still just scattered around the room. So I just shoved a few cold KFC chips into my mouth, had a bit of a laugh or a cough or something, and they ended up in my nostrils and I was blowing them out my nose for the next 12 hours. So KFC chips, yeah.
The last time you told that relationship. Last time you told that story, did you end it with Your Honour?
Yes, I swear.
What about
Albury and KFC chips? Bad concoction.
What about Red Rooster chips?
Yeah, I'm sure they're good. I haven't had them for a long time.
Awesome, yeah. And KFC, obviously.
Yes.
Macca's?
They're as honest and consistent as Joel Reddy.
Yeah, boring. And sometimes you drop them.
I never drop them. Right. Because if you pick a whole small chips up in one go and put them in your mouth, don't often drop many.
All right. Well, I want to hear from our listeners.
Okay.
Hashtag full credit to the chips.
Okay.
That I've just
who
tweeted.
Does the best fast food chips?
Yeah. Who does the best chips?
I
and,
like.
And what's the secret?
Yeah.
There might
not?
Be a secret. Someone might say, put McDonald's hot fudge sauce on it. I don't know.
Hey, what better way to start off a sporting podcast than just to talk about
hot
such
chips.
such an arbitrary thing as hot chips? There you go. All right. Let's do the news. All right, so.
Oh, yeah. Good song.
Origin 3. Not a good song. Not a good day. Not a good sporting event if you're a New South Wales fan.
I thought it was fantastic. 4 in a row. We've won the 20s.
Yeah.
Excellent. I don't know how the other game went. Did you hear or?
No. 4 for 52 or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
6 for 52.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Oh, we got smoked. So where did you watch it?
In the car park.
Did you?
Yeah, NRL Digital Live app.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to get my money's worth, don't I?
How was
your 2 TV set up with Clive,
listen,
by the way?
I went to Clive's place, let me tell you. The flatmate, as I said, at 10, and every beer she grabbed.
What's
another.
His name?
No, don't be silly.
Oh,
man.
Good.
And it's not a puppy dog. Yeah, she just got better and better, and I probably had about 10 beers and got into the Ashes, and I said, oh, I got to go home, and they said, no, stay here, and so I crashed in her bed.
Lovely.
She seemed to crash in Clive's bed.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. No, that's what normally happens between a husband and a wife. Yes. You say flatmate. He says wife. So there we go. Yeah. What was it? What even was the score? Was it 52-6? Is that what the score was in the end? And I'm not being silly.
I think it was 54.
54-6.
You know, to be honest with you, I stopped caring about 10 minutes after half time and stopped watching 20 minutes after
half time. We've got some notes here that Clive has written down for us. Was the penalty goal a mistake? Interesting point, because I was thinking that at the time.
Yeah, same.
It's one of those pressure valves.
Do you know what I think is the whole week we were always told Suncorp more points than the other two grounds, you know. Yeah. It's a lot drier, it's not as dewy, it's, you know, so 2-0's not going to help us. I know New South Wales probably thought they're going to get into an arm wrestle, but it was like Ben Ross versus Wendell Saylor in the end. And yeah, so I don't know, maybe we don't kick the goal, maybe we score a try, maybe it's a different game. Well, there's three maybes time. There.
It was about 4 or 5 minutes in. Queensland had only had one use of the ball, and that was when Justin Hodges had spit it up, and wasn't that a glorious start?
Yeah.
And then it got to the point where they were sort of pressing the line, took the penalty.
Mm. Yeah.
Hindsight's 20/20 vision, but I do remember thinking at the time, maybe
keep
it's not
going.
The best idea.
Keep pushing, yeah.
That's why... Well, I was going to say that's why they're playing for New South Wales, but I should probably say that's why they were playing for New South Wales. Wholesale changes? I don't know.
I don't think so.
How about Thurston Sledge to Pierce?
You know what? All-time A grade. That goes up there with dropping the Ashes.
It was pretty good. I heard an interview with JT on Triple M NRL on the weekend, which was actually, I think, where he, you know, the big exclusive reveal of what it was that he said. And it was pretty cool. You know, how planned it was, I don't know. But I do love that he had it ready and I'm sure he executed it nicely with a few little colourful expletives just to pat it out a little bit. Because the way it's been reported, like it's been quoted, I've heard it's a lot more colourful and a lot more well executed than that. So, yeah. So there you go.
You're always on a hide to nothing when you're heckler champion with the result still not...
It's a bit ridiculous. It, you know,
still not decided.
A team with Thurston, Cronk, Smith, and every one of the other 17 in it.
Inglis
in it. We should probably clarify it to our listeners if they didn't hear it. It was something along the lines of, get a photo of yourself. He said, Jonathan Thurston said to Pierce in reply to all the sledging that Pierce had done to him in game two, saying that he was too old. Thurston said, get a photo of yourself with the Wally Lewis statue if you want to be seen with the shield. It's the closest you're ever going to get to the shield. Something to that effect, as I said, with a few colourful words thrown in there as well. So
it's honestly perfect, isn't it?
It's very good.
And you know what? Of all the comebacks that you've got in your head, you haven't got one to that.
I'll tell you what Wally Lewis would have been saying as well if he was there. If you know, Pierce is thinking of where to stand near the statue, Lewis, he would just appear from nowhere and go, there's space on the left. There's space on the left.
Or you just hear, go, you good thing, go.
Always space on the left. Always fair dinkum, mate. Michael Ennis, I think he was solid without being brilliant. He was probably one of the more, or the less shit New South Wales players.
Yeah.
Is that a good way to say it?
Look, it was. You've got to remember, mate, it was the perfect storm for Queensland. As much as we can sit here and bag individuals, I don't think you can actually put it down to any one bloke. The reality is we tried to match Queensland with skill in the last game, and you're never going to do that.
No, not with that team.
You've got to bash them.
Yeah, and that's what we did in game two.
Yeah.
Ennis said that the ref was overawed. I think we heard something to that effect on the mics just at the end of the first half.
Do you know what I said to Clive? I said, that's true. We're not going to get a penalty from here on in after that.
Mm. Yeah, which was pretty much the case. In fact, I don't think we even touched the ball again.
Yeah.
Jennings got that runaway try.
Oh, God, mate.
I'm pretty sure the possession was something like 68-32.
I believe so, yeah.
That is sickening. Yeah. That is sickening.
Yeah. Put it this way. We could have had Inglis and Thurston, and at 68-32%, we still don't win.
68-30. That's ridiculous. But you know what? Let's put Origin 3 behind us for now. I'm just over it.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to do
that. Okay, yeah. Good. Let's not talk about it. Well, ever again until like November when we start talking about team selection for 2016 Origin, right?
Do you want me to pick Queensland's Origin team now for you? Save them some tassel.
See game three team. NRL results from the weekend, our last of the bye rounds for the year, I believe. We're back to eight game rounds this weekend. Canberra beat Newcastle 36-22 in the Brass Monkey Shield. Brass Monkey Shield. What's Clive saying there? Brass Monkey
Freeze
Shield.
Freeze your nuts off.
Ah, I see. I thought it was going to be the BJ Leilua Cup or the Joey Leilua Cup.
He would have been filthy not to be playing out in that cold.
Well, he wasn't allowed to play. You know. Because of his contract stipulations and all that sort of jazz.
He'd been sitting there going, good choice coming down here.
Well, Canberra won in the end, so happy days. Roosters beat Panthers in the Filgold State of Confusion Cup. That's very good. I like that one, Clive. 24-4. Broncos beat the Bulldogs 16-8 in the My Coach is Crazier Than Yours Shield. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough, too. Warriors beat the Storm 28-14.
Let's talk about this.
Wow. Yeah, Nathan Friend. That flip pass thing was just pretty special, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. That is... I don't remember anything more incredible. I honestly don't. Not on a rugby league field. Not in that kind of way.
It was... It just... Everything worked the way it was supposed to in that particular little passage of play.
Absolutely.
If had anything not quite gone 100% right,
yeah,
the try's not scored. But everything went 100% right.
Can I ask,
whether it was their fault or not?
Can I ask, have you looked at the grounding of that try?
No, but when that's not the first time that something like that has happened.
When you get a couple of minutes,
yeah,
and without wanting to be the doomsdayer, it's sketchy.
Yeah, so that reminds me of when the Dragons... Hoodoo down in Canberra was in full swing where they hadn't won for about 12, 13 years.
Yeah. Good times.
And, you know, 2 minutes to go, they're up by 2 points.
Mm.
Canberra have got nothing. Hail Mary Grubber through the line. Josh Dugan, playing for Canberra at the time, flies through and just, well, you know, scores in inverted commas. Oh, my God, you know, I can't believe it. And because Canberra are destined to win this because of the hoodoo and all that sort of stuff, oh, my God, they just award the try. No one looks at it. And then... About a day later, people started to look at it. Not sure Dugan got the ball down.
Hang on. Yeah.
A little bit of hype, a little bit of hysteria. That's what you need in the lead up to a try, and they won't check the grounding.
Well, I'll go as far to say this. If the Nathan Friend, unbelievable play, and even after that, the Sean Johnson flick pass, which was dead set gold as well.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Now, if that hadn't have occurred prior to this grounding, I wonder.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Yeah, interesting. If anyone wants to create a little Vine or something and tweet it to us,
well, I believe
do.
It's on our Facebook page. Clive said he put it on there.
Well, there we go. I don't use that, the Facebook thing. So that's good. That's good. It's probably the best flip we've seen in sport this year. I mean, there's Daly Cherry Evans, whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
I wish someone had tweeted that.
Something about Daly Cherry Evans.
I'm really
sick of not seeing any tweets with Daly Cherry Evans and backflip.
It's one and no one's thought of it. Every time I think of it, I haven't got my Twitter machine.
Now, note, sarcasm. We're fucking over the Daly Cherry Evans backflip stuff. We're sick of hearing about Daly Cherry Evans and Titans. It's past. I had a very passive go at Todd Balam from the Courier Mail today because he tried to just fan this fucking tiny little ember. And just give it up, people.
Can you read the next result?
Where are we? Man, no. Sharks belted the Dragons 28-8, handing St. George their fifth loss in a row.
We'll come back to that.
Manly beat the Titans in the inaugural Daly Cherry Evans Shield. Clive, you can get fucked.
Oh, that's funny.
Manly crushed the Titan last night. I watched that game.
Preparation.
I watched that game last night. It was crook by the Titans. Good by Manly. I wonder whether Manly were allowed to play like the team of 4 years ago because the Titans were so bad. But
that's terrible. I can honestly tell you, I was talking to a Manly fan today and he was very excited. He said, I should have got on to make the eight last night before that game.
Yeah.
Mate, they beat nobody. That's a nothing team.
I quite enjoyed seeing Jamie Lyon make a line break on the right-hand edge, which I haven't seen for a long time. Likewise, Stewart on the left.
I'm not saying they weren't good. But they beat nobody, mate.
No, that's right. Absolutely right. Titans decided to play
in front of nobody, by the way.
Yeah, sorry. Can we just focus on that? I think we're going to get into it a little bit later on.
Okay.
But 9,600 odd people at Cbus Stadium, bullshit.
You know what? Whoever's doing that gig, I want them to do my tax.
They're not even trying anymore.
Do my tax.
They're not even trying. The Tigers and the Eels had a couple of really tough encounters this week with the bye.
Yeah.
Managed to get home.
Did
which
they?
Which is...
With the start or...?
Yeah, just.
Yeah, right.
Luke Brooks still managed to miss a few tackles, which was a shame, but...
If I had something, I'd come back at you, but... Oh.
Now, we got a postscript here to the NRL results from the weekend that says, Clive sees Inglis and one of the Burgess kiddies at 2 a.m. in Newtown on Saturday night.
Now...
Number one, what was Clive doing in Newtown?
Well, he lives just in the... I mean, I don't know. Maybe he goes out there sometimes.
Oh, he lives near there, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I wouldn't know. Yeah. Wouldn't know.
Camper down bottle shop.
What did he say? What were they like? Huge? Yeah?
He's making a funny face and doing a backflip.
He's pointing to his appendage. I don't know what that's about.
Must have been George. I think he's saying it's George.
Okay. In the AFL, GWS Giants pumped St Kilda by 6 goals. Again... Kind of like beating up a kindy kid. But anyway, Swans beat the bottom scrapers of the Brisbane Lions by 3 goals. That was unnecessarily close, that game.
Shocking.
Crown Bet, which we do not have any sort of commercial agreement with, but they keep sending me...
However, tweet.
Yeah, please, anytime, Crown Bet. They keep giving me free bets, and so I dropped it on Port Adelaide to win on Thursday night by 1-39.
That
happened. Good. And then you can't withdraw it until you've rolled it over again.
Yes.
And so I was like, okay, where's the shortest odds I can find? Swans are about $1.06 or something. And so I was like, cool, I'll just drop it on them. I tell you what, I had a few nervous moments.
Can I ask you something? When was the last time you seen an NRL game with a $1.06 favourite?
Yeah. Well, it should have been Monday night with Manly and the Titans in retrospect. Well, but
that's easy to say, isn't it? But when you look at that, that's not... them playing one of these new teams.
No.
$1.06 favourites. You know,
but then it got really close. Like it was...
Oh, look, I understand that. But I'm a bit more making the point about the two competitions.
Yeah.
You know, the NRL, I think the shortest I've seen this year is $1.30 maybe.
Put it this way, it's easier to pick a whopper round in the AFL.
Oh, yeah.
Than it is in the NRL at the moment.
What's a whopper round?
All right, get a free whopper.
Is that right?
Yeah, from some undisclosed fast food joint.
Hmm.
Who can tweet us at any time if they want.
Sponsorship opportunity.
And finally in the news today, England win the first Ashes test in Cardiff. That's all we got written here. Is that all we're going to say?
What did you think?
We're in a bit of Barney rubble.
Yeah.
Injuries and form. I don't think it's all doom and gloom.
Now, who are the injuries? Stark?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shane Watson's got front footitis.
Right. Looks like he's got gout in one foot.
Yeah, and he just cannot get it off the middle of the pitch.
Yeah.
But, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, big trouble. Move on to Lords. Roll on Lords this week, later this week. Looking forward to it, to be honest. How good's the overnight stuff?
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
I watch till I can watch no more, and then I go to bed and put BBC on in my ears.
I read an interesting interview once with, I think it's Gerald Stone, is it? From X60 Minutes fame.
Julia Stone.
X60 Minutes fame. He was the producer. Went over to produce sport and everything else. Anyway, he told me, he said that Australia are really the only country in the world that will sit up late at night and watch sport.
Yeah. Well, because everyone else gets it geared to their time zone, right?
Yeah. But
Pretty much.
That's why they say we don't get a lot of big events.
Yeah, like Soccer World Cup and, well, I mean, we got the Olympics, but...
Very unlucky with the Qatar bid.
Yes,
unlucky.
Best $40 million we've ever spent on a fucking inflatable kangaroo. Anyway.
Nicole Kidman killed it for us.
Substitute time. This is where we get a current sporting story, a little one-liner, and we leave a blank at the end of it, and we've got to fill it in. Our first one this week. What are we into? Oh, funnily enough. Embattled Aussie number 6, Shane Watson should look for a blank.
You want to go first?
No, because I've lost my notes.
Okay. Embattled Aussie number 6, Shane Watson should look for a West Indian passport.
Very good. He would fly into the Caribbean team at the moment.
Yeah.
And who knows? I'm sure that their pitches would be better for front foot playing.
Well, you'd imagine.
England are at
you'd
the moment.
Imagine, yeah.
Embattled Aussie number six, Shane Watson, should look for a manlier umbrella. Did you see he and his wife walk out of the hotel towards the Channel 9 cameras the other day?
No.
They both walked out.
Well, he's taking the missus over.
Well, she's there.
What happened to the days?
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
She walked out with a pink umbrella, but he walked out with a baby blue umbrella.
No.
And like they were these tiny little, you know, personal, like, come on, mate, get like a Metallica umbrella or something like that.
Pantera.
Yes, Pantera, again, just 90s metal bands. Number two, embattled New South Wales number six, Mitchell Pearce should look for a blank.
You go.
Embattled New South Wales number six, Mitchell Pearce should look for an investment opportunity because I don't think he's going to be getting his $50,000 game payments thereafter. Hereafter.
Okay. We're about to have an argument.
Okay.
Embattled New South Wales number six, Mitchell Pearce should look for a stat sheet showing metres gained by New South Wales forwards.
Yeah.
Because you know what, mate? Yeah. Anyone who's blaming Mitchell Pearce for losing the other night has no concept or grasp on the way rugby
works. I'm absolutely not blaming him. But I just... And it's completely, like, 100% too early to say anything about Origin 2016. But I'm just going to go out on a hunch. And if I'm tipping one way or another, just going to say he's not going to be there.
Okay, then who's going to be there?
Kieran Reynolds.
Interesting.
Reynolds and someone.
Isn't Kieran a Queenslander or...?
He claims to be, but they're making him wear the blue. So I just don't think he's going to be there next year, whatever reason. I'm happy to be wrong.
Mm.
Actually, I'm not, because I mean he'll be playing.
I was going to say.
Yeah, but I mean, anyone who's actually saying this person shouldn't be there, this person shouldn't be there, should, mate, there's essentially a year to go.
Too early.
So I'm just saying I don't think he will end up in the team. Blokes, for whatever reason.
Blokes get hurt. Blokes get arrested for...
Women wear yellow dresses.
Blokes get arrested for doing drugs on the golf.
A
lot of water's going to come out of this.
Yeah, absolutely. New South Wales' forwards, I'm pretty sure only two New South Wales... I tweeted this the other day. Only two New South Welshmen got over 100 metres, one of which was a back. The other of which was Paul Gallen. And I think eight Queenslanders... got over 100 metres, including one off the bench. So,
Mitchell Pearce missed seven tackles.
Six,
that I'll concede.
Six out of
a lot.
20 or something like that.
Yeah. But he did have Inglis isolating him every time, which is a tough gig.
I
told you
it's
that
the
Inglis,
stuff of nightmares, Inglis running.
I told you, we both said, Inglis playing fullback scares the living bejesus out of us.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Novak Djokovic played Roger Federer in the final at Wimbledon, the third time they've met in a slam final. This shows blank.
This shows you can be a decent bloke and win tournaments. Hint, hint, Nick Kyrgios.
Yeah.
And Bernard.
Oh, I heard...
Bernard, what was it called? Hall of Shame.
Hall of
Tommy.
Shame Tommy.
Yeah.
I saw a thing the other day that said Roger Federer... And it was a quote, oh, when I was 21, I was a bit of a rat bag too, da 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 da. And I was like, come on, Roger.
Roger Federer's version of rat bag.
Yeah. I once, like, dropped a water bottle as I walked off the court. Yes. Do the right thing, Roger. Yeah. Put it in the bin.
It'd be like a big night out with Rog. It'd be a massive.
I said, this shows light needs shade because, and more of a yin and yang thing, because I think Djokovic and Federer, while some people who don't know that much about tennis might say, oh, they're both very clinical players and all that sort of, they're so different. And they're quite a great double act, I reckon.
Yeah.
It almost in like an Agassi Sampras kind of way.
Yeah.
Sampras was so methodical and casual to the point of, you know, just being at ease with things in a Federer kind of way. Agassi was more of a character. Djokovic, I don't think people realise how much of a character he is. Like, he's a very funny guy. As robotic as he appears. I like the sort of opposites that they present.
And yet they still seem both like they're decent fellas.
Well, I mean, Roger Federer is Swiss. He doesn't, you know, take sides. He's a very level and even human being, isn't he?
It's like a watch.
Number four, John Grant came out and said, Alex McKinnon has lost support over this. Of course, we refer to the 60-minute story of a week and a half ago. John Grant is blank.
the NRL's Dawn Fraser.
Yeah, I like it.
Every time that bloke talks, I bite the bottom lip and think, here we go. You sit there and you think, oh yeah, John Grant works for NRL. It's about time he did something. Then as soon as he does something, you go, yeah, you can shut up for a little while.
Yeah, I wrote John Grant is speaking too much, so that kind of marries in with what you've just said there. It's just, I don't know if it was necessary for, every time someone talks about this in terms of, you know, casting a bit of light or shade on one or the other, they're fanning the fire. And this is, I'm not the first one to have said this, but sides have been created where there should never have been sides. I also have said, and this is what I've said myself, is that sometimes when you're talking or you're writing something or you're presenting something, you're putting something out there, sometimes you just need to stop and say, what good can come of this? And in this instance, the addition of that to this story, the absolute hyper
just say reaction it, mate. To the it. The bloke's a buffhead. He calls the captain by the wrong name.
Oh, John Grant is in this. I'm just talking about the whole story in general. I'm just saying. The whole thing has been a case of nothing good can come of this.
Take out the Cameron Smith thing. It was a wonderful story.
Yeah. Our fifth substitute this time, Paul Gallen said on Triple M that he has yet to agree to terms with Sharks, even though money is agreed upon. Gallen should
enjoy the sky blue of the Sharks jersey.
Okay, go on.
Well, he ain't going to play Origin. It's what they're fighting about.
It's
the worst kept secret in Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
And with that in mind, look, he served us well. He won a title. He broke the 9 in a row.
Yeah.
It's time now to give the Sharks back a little bit, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely.
I know he doesn't want to go out.
He's only played about 8 games this year.
Getting wiped by 50-odd points or whatever they got wiped by.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, I think it's time.
Absolutely agree. That said, I've said Gallen should head to the UK, have some fun.
I think he's going to do that in a year's time.
He's always said he'd like to go to the UK. I'm just saying, just go. Just go. I mean, there's very clear unfinished business he has at Cronulla, i.e. the elusive premiership. But I'm going to be realistic and say it's not going to happen in the next year or two. I wouldn't think so. It could have with the roster they've got. I may be wrong. They could have just a freakish 2016 and come home with it, but I don't think so. I don't think so. Get over there. Have some fun in the UK. You've got a young family. Sign with Lake Catalan or something like that.
Apparently that's
what Paddy Richards is doing.
Yeah.
He's going over there. Going to live in the south of France, 100 metres from the border of Spain. Not really 100 metres, but not far from the border of Spain.
Apparently, I was talking to someone who knows Paddy quite well and his little boy doesn't want to go.
Yeah.
Until Paddy said, well, we'll be able to go and watch a few Barcelona FC games because they're only about an hour drive. And the little boy started packing his stuff.
Awesome.
So, yeah, he's a bit of a fan.
Why the hell not?
Yeah.
Top five time here on Full Credit to the Boys. Now, what we've got here is a dodgy old chocolate wheel that I salvaged from the council cleanup. Put it on eBay. No one wanted it, so I thought, how can we use this for the show?
It's a mess.
Stuck a few nails in it, a little leather strap for it to tick around on, and we've got a whole heap of things on there which are top five topics. We've had media duds, we've had NRL myths, we've had a few other things as well. There's about 18 different topics on there.
Best sorts in the NRL. Is that women or men, that one?
I guess we'll cross that bridge if and when we come to it. So, let's give it a little bit of a spin this week.
Biggest dickheads.
Not in our list. We've already had top. Top five easiest jobs in sport.
Oh, this should be easy.
Top five easiest jobs in sport. Okay. Interesting. Okay, let's have a bit of a think. Top five. You can go first because I'm not very sharp today.
We've touched on one already.
Okay.
The crowd counter at Rabina Stadium. I mean, how hard can that be?
A piece of piss.
Yeah.
That's like a game of...
I mean, they're not even trying anymore.
It's a game of mash the pad. You just get the calculator and you just go stick your hand on there.
I reckon he actually goes, hey, what's your PIN number for your ATM card?
Yeah.
That'll do. Yeah, 9898. Good one. Good one.
So we can go rob Neil Hendry's bank account this week with 9660 or whatever the hell the score was last night. Fair dinkum 9,000 last night. I'm actually offended by this. I'm offended by them trying to pull that one past us. Really? 9,000?
It's been going on for so long, it's not funny.
Yeah, I know, but they're not even trying to make them plausible anymore.
And you know what? There were so many people, whether it was just an easy horse to kick, but there were so many people going, come on.
Yeah.
9,600.
Yeah. I mean, the Roosters, they're forgotten now as the figure fudgers.
Yeah. I mean, they used to get onto the turnstiles and just spin around willy-nilly. But I don't even know the blokes at Rabina Stadium are doing that anymore.
That's 100% the top five. Number five in the top five easiest jobs in sport. I've got one for you.
Okay, go.
Number four, the back page designer for the Courier Mail. All you've got to do is just jump on the latest controversy, something that's, you know, somewhere where Queensland's been remotely slighted or something like that.
Yeah.
Just get this the most vitriolic thing that you can think of to write or to print, and just slab it on there.
But
make sure you warn the corporate lawyers first, though, because they need to be able to get ready for a defamation suit.
To be fair,
fair dinkum,
and I agree wholeheartedly. You are dead right. But to be fair, we've got our own blokes doing similar down here.
Oh, absolutely. But maybe it's because I've got blue eyes, but I don't think we're as bad as the Courier Mail, are we?
Well, I'll just say one thing.
Talking about the Daily Telegraph.
Yeah, of course. And I think it might have been Buzz. If it wasn't, I apologise.
Yes.
Who came out after the Origin and showed the refereeing stats for Game 3. We got done by 50.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what level of shit referees can get you done by 50?
Yeah, I know.
You know?
So there we go. Number four, back page designer for Courier Mail. Number three on the top five. Your turn.
Okay, the marketing manager for State of Origin.
Oh, yeah.
How high can that be?
Yeah.
I mean, here's the tickets. There's the price. See yous later.
Yeah.
You want them. I got them. Here they are.
Whoever was manning the Queensland ticket sales, was it this year or last year? They got a little bit cocky and they upped the price.
Upped the price. Didn't matter.
Not in the end.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it wasn't sold out with its usual ferocity. But, yeah, you're right. Marketing manager for State of Origin. All you got to do is say the event's on, basically.
Yeah. Tickets are on sale this morning. They'll be sold out by the Sabi. Get in quick.
It's like a Tyson fight in the 80s, basically. well, there's one I could have included. Not going to, though. Number two. Top five.
Mike Tyson's physio.
Easiest jobs in sport. Number two, the DRS umpire when Shane Watson is batting.
That's good.
Come on, that's a no-brainer.
You're out.
No-brainer. You just put a piece of sticky tape over the green button. Don't even worry. Mate, it's just one of those ones where you just know if he calls it, it's going to be red.
Do you reckon they're getting to the point where as soon as he puts his hand up, everyone just starts laughing?
Oh, I reckon...
The Poms would, surely.
I reckon Clarkie shits his pants when Watson does the T symbol.
Yeah. Or you reckon when he goes out, because he's number six now, maybe that's the reason they moved to number six, hoping they'd use all their DRSs before he got out.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Number one says toss a coin. Let's do the bat again. Hills or valleys?
Valleys. What are you going? Valleys.
Valleys it is.
My go?
Yes.
Okay. The easiest job in sport. Taking away from Mal Meninga, how hard could it be?
Yes.
Queensland selectors,
yes.
How hard could that be?
Yes.
And I said during the week, Djokovic's coach, which is Boris Becker, how hard can that be?
Yes.
Tim Sheens.
Oh, how good's he
got? He has the greatest gig in history.
Is he still getting paid by the Tigers?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Yes. Is he getting paid, but not really getting paid by the Tigers?
Yeah. He goes
I think that ends at the end of this year, which is why he's
starting to lie. He goes there three times a year. That's all I'll say. Calls into the league's club three times a year.
Yeah.
You do the maths.
And then realises that league's club's not there at the moment and goes, oh, shit, I tried.
Listen, West Ashfield is still there. That's
true.
That's what you're calling home at the moment.
You're right.
Oh, I've got the inside story and all that's going on there. Anyway,
Australia have only played one game this year.
One game.
And they're only going to play one game,
that's
right?
That's it.
Fair dinkum.
And he's now got a consultancy job or a coaching job over in England in the off-season.
How's his hourly rate?
Or as we like to say, genius.
Beautiful. All right, Twitter challenge time. Bit of controversy around this today. I got, could only say teased by my things today.
Can you play some violin music while we do this segment?
Okay, here we go. That's nice. So the Twitter challenge is, I've issued a challenge to former legend to get a reply and a follow from Sally Fitzgibbons. Her Twitter handle is @Sally_Fitz. He in turn gave me @ShaneWarn. You might have heard of him, Aussie cricketer.
Poker player extraordinaire.
Can I go first this week? I got teased. I got teased by my effort this week.
Who by? Not from someone from Team Hoodie.
Maybe. Our old mate who's got the new kid. I can't remember his name right off the top of my head,
GLD266 or...
I threw out a couple of efforts today and they were... Well, one of them was scoffed and one of them was just completely ignored. while I'm finding him, you do your one.
Okay, well, mine was... You know what, Hoodie? In the time that you've known me, have you ever known me to be stuck for a word?
Not often, no.
No. You know what? I sat there for about an hour thinking, I've got this stupid thing hanging over my head.
Any wonder if you spend an hour on it each week, you've gotten two favourites from Sally Fitz so far.
I've got nothing but this week. So I had a crack. It's a bit lame. I wrote, "Hi, Sally Fitz." There's no way she's going to reply to this. I don't even know why I wrote it. "Hi, Sally Fitz. Thinking of going for a swim tomorrow. Out of 10, how would you rate the current shrinkage factor in the water?"
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
But is she going to touch that?
No, well, I mean, it's a penis gag, isn't it? It's been a tough week for all concerned really with it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought
we
obviously
need fresh ideas is what we're thinking.
I thought obviously that I would get on the something to do with the ashes because I mean, well, it's ashes time, isn't it?
Mm.
So to that end, I wrote to Shane Warne. What do you reckon, Shane Warne? Mitch Marsh in for Watson, and if Mitchell Starc is busted, then Scott Muller in for him. Our listeners might remember him as the can't bowl, can't throw guy who was allegedly sledged by Joe the cameraman. Let's face it, it was our old mate, Warnie.
Mate, that tweet's not going to work, but is it?
No, but I mean,
for your own amusement?
I thought he might have burred up or something like that. nothing. Our old mate, Blitzen Rixon, goes, the old backhanded compliment, hey? And a few others got on me as well. But I also said, because Warnie had a bit of a gripe about British Airways and all that, and he said, Eddie had the best, British don't treat you like, you know, and I was like, oh, I'll get on, you know, get on board with him and stuff. And I said, I've always found Plummet Airways to be a fairly efficient. What say you, 12th man HQ? Because that's a 12th man gag, and I thought Billy Birmingham might get on, I might be able to get a bit of collateral support, nothing.
Yeah, Billy's not Twitter active, is he?
I'm just opening a private message, actually, from one of our followers right now. I won't say who it is, but I've got, Warnie played in World Series of Poker in Vegas.
And he beat the world champ.
You could ask him about playing Oli Shemian, who's probably top five in the world.
Top three.
Get you a reply. Well, thanks to our loyal follower. That could have come in handy a few hours earlier.
Here's the thing.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway... You, nothing. Me, nothing.
Yeah.
I think we need to reevaluate our...
Freshen this up.
So what are we going to do?
All right. Well, let's do this. Next week, the tweet you see to Warnie from your account, obviously...
Yes.
Will have been written by me.
Okay.
And I will not sabotage you because I think you've sabotaged yourself sufficiently.
Likewise.
You've given yourself a couple of uppercuts.
Likewise. Yeah. You mentioned a penis in not so many words today, but yes.
Also mentioned which beach she was going to hang out at Penrith. And vice versa. So the next tweet I tweet out to Sally Fitz will actually be written by you.
Okay. I like it.
All right. Now, all right. If you get a follow from Warnie or a favourite or a retweet, I get the points.
And likewise myself.
And likewise
Sally
if
Fitz.
You get Sally.
And if we get donuts again... I reckon we have a rethink about how we do this.
Yeah, someone said
maybe
we should
think of some new ones.
Someone said we should try porn stars, but we're not that type of show, are we?
P-O-R or P-A-W?
O-R.
Okay, no.
Yeah, we're not that type of show.
No,
come on, guys.
That's far, far above us. Our weekly full credit to the boys awards. Now, this is where we...
Which porn star would you...
Trawl through... Stop it. We trawl through Twitter and we see people who've gotten a little bit creative, a little bit clever with their tweets.
The hedgehog I'd have a crack at.
Just stop. So we cut them down into two categories, amateur and celebrity. Your tweet of the week for an amateur this week.
Okay, well, this takes a little bit of reading, just his name.
Okay.
So it's at A Forsyth 1975T.
Yeah. Old Forsy. I don't know.
He's gone into a whole heap of detail there. I think that's the year he was born. He's a turbo model or something. Anyway.
Yeah.
So he tweeted, and you know what? This is a reply to one of my tweets, but it was better.
Yeah.
And in turn, he got lots of retweets because I retweeted it, and so I'm taking the credit. Full credit to me. He tweeted, "The boos for Daily Cherry Evans aren't very effective when only five people are doing it. And in fact, three of those are from his own team."
Yeah.
What about
that,
you?
That booing was a bit...
Come on. They're entitled to do that.
I know, it's just boring. It was boring.
It's like, kind of embarrassing, just like...
They booed him as
A Forsyth 1975T says, it's kind of embarrassing when only 9,000 people turn up to do it. 9,000. I use the term loosely.
Mm.
It's echoing in an empty stadium.
Absolutely was. And they were booing him as he threw a delightful cutout pass to lay on a try for Tom Trbojevic. So, yeah.
And
not working, I'd have thought.
What's worse, Brett Stewart was making most of the noise.
Yeah. I had at Phil Lutton 78 this week. He said, Israel Folau was pitched by his management to Souths. This is, of course, on the back of him re-signing with Australian rugby.
Mm-hmm.
Israel Folau was pitched by his management to Souths, but with Joel Reddy there, it's obvious why there was no interest.
Is that first bit true?
Probably doubtful.
Yeah.
I don't know. Phil Lutton, 78, though, he's a man after my own heart.
Yes.
So well done.
Weirdo.
There we go. Celebrity, yourself?
At Brett White, 82.
As in laid out Steve Price in Origin, Brett White?
The one that goes well on Steve Price's jaw.
Yes.
And he wrote, "The no punch rule. Making weak blokes tough since 2014.
Fair
and
call.
You know what? Dead right.
Dead right.
Making wingers into forwards.
Yeah. Halfbacks into, I will fight a prop.
Yeah. Halfbacks into UFC title fighters.
Can you imagine Jeff Tuvey trying to fight, I'm just going to say, Bob Linder in State of Origin?
Not your best choice, because I think Tuvey's is as tough as they come.
But actually, like, in a toe-to-toe fight, like, tough, he wouldn't lay down.
Mm. But
you can't tell me his reach is going to win that fight.
What I would say is he wouldn't even bother holding his hands up, whereas these days they do.
Yeah.
You know, the equivalent of, Peter Sterling, a renowned non-fighter,
yes,
putting his hands up to, say, Jeff Bugden.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't do it.
It's true. What's going on? It's absolutely true.
Someone's gone bang.
I think someone's parking on top of us. My celebrity this week was a bit of a to and fro between one of my favourites, Fire Up on FBI, and our mate Andrew Voss Fossey.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Vossey Voss.
They love each other.
So Vossey, completely away from sport, but since they're both sort of sporting accounts, I thought it qualifies.
That's fair.
Andrew Voss tweets, "I'm hearing that rapper 50 Cent has filed for bankruptcy. Does that mean he now has to sign his name in red?" And I just love
Vossey, that's
I just
good.
Love that Vossey was talking about 50 Cent.
Yeah.
He's been on radio the last few weeks during the non-ratings period.
Has he?
So, yeah, he's been on 2UE. Had a little bit of a listen to him. So, he's probably just like really across current affairs, for a change, which is good. Fire Up on FBI right back. Yes, 50 Cent, now known as 50 Cent on the dollar. To which Vossi wrote back, "I hope the big fella is reading these tweets and can bounce back better than ever. We're all rooting for him." Just great banter.
Bounces back like one of his checks.
Yes. Great banter by Vossi and Fire Up on FBI. So that's at Andrew Vossi and at Fire Up on FBI.
While we talk about Tuvey,
yes,
I'll toss this one up, because if I don't and it comes true, I'll kick myself.
Okay.
Jeff Tuvey may be coaching another NRL team next year.
Not the Australian team?
No.
Do you feel like throwing it out there? Go on, just have a guess.
Okay, well...
Have a punt, whatever you're inkling towards.
No, it's something I heard.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. if it's a rumour and you...
It's a rumour, but we're a bit gun-shy at the moment with rumours.
Yeah. Don't tell me it's the Titans. would be funny.
No. The King's staying there. King Henry.
Yes, I got that.
I hear on the quiet that he may be at the Tigers next year.
Tigers?
Yes.
Tigers, Tuvey. Taylor, no Taylor, Tuvey, Tigers.
Yeah.
Now,
the one thing I do not know where they would get the money to pay out another coach.
Another coach.
I think they're paying three out at the moment.
Sheens and Potter, well, we know Sheens is still on the payroll. Potter would have to be.
You'd imagine. Well, he would have been paid out.
Taylor obviously is.
Yes.
However,
I believe
I think they're still paying Alan Jones from 1991.
The Wok's still got his hand in the till.
Yeah.
God knows Benny Lyle's still got his hand in the till. So that's the word. Look, no one, don't put any money down on it, but if I didn't say it and it came true, I'd kick myself.
Well, what a way to wrap up this episode with a little bit of rumoury gold.
Do you want to go the other rumour that we were tweeting each other back and forth last night about?
No.
Old mate, having a real good time. Partying.
Yeah. Someone's been using party drugs. That's what we're saying. Someone is using party drugs in the NRL. Can you believe that?
His initials are...
No. His initials are featured somewhere in the English alphabet.
He plays for
a rugby league team. Well, on that note, let's wrap it up for the week. Boys Sack Mail and Feedback, GLD299 came through the 5-star iTunes review, which is very lovely.
Thank you.
Very lovely. Yeah, our origin predictions from last week, well, mine just went completely south.
Oh,
and we got yes.
Thanks, Scoop. So
we got teased by Knocked Robinson Up Crusoe. Misses, Ben Pugsley, Snappy Sarzi, to mention just three. So thank you, guys. But I mean, that's what we're here for. At Late Mail Man, at Former _ Legend, at FCTTB _ Podcast. If we say something outlandish and it just blows up in our face, seriously,
it's your job. I mean, yeah, you've got one job here.
It's your prerogative.
Kick us while we're down.
Absolutely. Thank you to all the people who've tweeted us this week. Sorry if we haven't been able to include your tweet. And thank you to all our iTunes reviews.
Lunchbar, really... can you tweet us a couple more times during the week?
Lunchbar and Poldog, they bloody love it. They bloody love it. But good.
I love them,
guys. I absolutely love it. So keep it going, guys. At FCTTB _ Podcast, at Late Mailman, at Former _ Legend. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
See you later.